USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey says he isn't stepping down after being charged with bribery.
U.S. District Attorney Damian Williams for the Southern District of New York read the indictment charges yesterday.
The indictment alleges that through that relationship, the senator and his wife accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars of bribes in exchange for Senator Menendez using his power and influence to protect and to enrich those businessmen and to benefit the government of Egypt.
Over half a dozen New Jersey politicians have called for his resignation, including Governor Phil Murphy. I'm Corey Myers.
Tropical storm Ophelia made landfall this morning in North Carolina with heavy rain and winds of 70 miles per hour. Flood watches have been issued for portions of eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia. Flood warnings are also in effect along the coast. Ophelia is forecast to bring strong winds, heavy rain, and flooding from the Carolinas to southern New England. A house in New Jersey exploded last night, sending five people to the hospital. The house in West Milford suffered heavy damage in the explosion around 9 o'clock. The cause is under investigation. United Auto Workers has expanded its strike to all 38 parts distribution centers operated by General Motors and Stellantis in 20 states. Yesterday's walkout of another 5,600 workers comes on top of the nearly 13,000 who have been on strike at assembly plants since last week. The union is not making additional moves against Ford because they say the company has met some of their demands during negotiations. President Joe Biden says he will visit Michigan on Tuesday to join the picket line and stand in solidarity with the men and women of UAW. There is still no agreement between striking Hollywood writers and top studio executives after a third day of meetings yesterday aimed at ending the work stoppage that has shut down film and television productions for nearly 5 months now. This is USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
California's ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds of ammunition has been ruled unconstitutional by a federal judge who says it violates the Second Amendment rights of firearms owners. The judge ruled that the state's ban went too far by preventing people from using magazines for lawful purposes, including self-defense. California's Attorney General plans to seek a stay while appealing the decision to the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. President Biden announced the creation of a first-of-its-kind office to deal with gun violence.
Called the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, the new office will centralize efforts to combat gun violence in the U.S., particularly when it affects children and teens.
Anyone who doesn't think that these kinds of engagements have a permanent effect on young children, in many cases older their entire lives if they never had a bullet touch them, misunderstands.
It will be overseen by Vice President Kamala Harris. Biden also reiterated his commitment to pushing for gun reform measures, including banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and he urged Congress to act. I'm John Schaefer.
Encounters with illegal immigrants at the southwest border were up 27% from July to August, according to the latest numbers from Customs and Border Protection. It was driven mostly by apprehensions. Officials largely attribute the rising numbers to smuggling networks. This weekend marks the release of the new iPhone 15, which starts at $800. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.